Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the podcast on supporting the struggling student. First thing I'd like you to remember is that 99.9% of the time, things go just fine. Your time, effort, and expertise is greatly appreciated, and your dedication to making our profession the best it can be is fantastic. Occasionally, there may be problems, and they can be categorized as follows. Within the students, there could be cognitive problems such as a weak knowledge base, underdeveloped clinical skills, decreased problem solving, and difficulty organizing information. Perhaps it's in the category of what we call professionalism or behavioral problems. Are they poorly motivated? Is there a negative attitude? Are they perhaps overconfident? Are they considered a poor team player? Are they impolite and rude? Is tardiness an issue? Or are there other communication or lack of professional behaviors, as defined by your practice setting, evident? Intervention to assist with these issues include reviewing the fieldwork manual you received at the Fieldwork Educators Workshop. You have a paper copy of this, and it's also available electronically. Review resources on our website, www.osot.ubc.ca. Please check your assumptions. Check them with a colleague, your clinical practice leader, or perhaps your PPL. Try answering and asking these questions. What exactly is the problem? Whose problem is it? When did I decide this is a problem? How did I make this decision? That is, what behaviors led me to this? What is the impact on the client, on the staff, on me as the educator, on the system, on the student? Is it a problem that must be changed? So, if you have answered yes to those questions, it's time to gather your data. First, talk to the student. Please make sure they are aware of your concerns and have a frank, open, honest conversation. Make sure you observe the student in different situations. Review and discuss student cases, their feelings, and their perceptions of what they think is going on. Then you can use the SOAP method. S-O-A-P. So S stands for subjective, and that usually consists of labels or feelings you have about the student. It might include things such as slow, disinterested, unmotivated, challenging. Please check your assumptions, okay? Second, objective. What specific behaviors indicate a problem? For example, maybe they were late 3 times this week. Maybe they were very rude to the receptionist. Maybe they were unable to recall information on a condition that you just taught them the day before. Be as specific and detailed as possible. A, assessment or your analysis. Determine if it is one of the following. Cognitive. Knowledge, are there clinical skills less than you expected? Are there communication difficulties? Is there an auditory processing difficulty? Do they perhaps have a learning difficulty? Try to determine what level the problem could be at. Affective domain, are they struggling with anxiety, fearfulness, anger, possibly sadness? Valuation. Do they expect to only do a certain level of work? Do they expect a certain grade? Do they not value the potential site that they're in or practice area? Do they value and appreciate your teaching? Is the teaching geared to their strengths? Environmental. Try to evaluate the external stressors that we all have to deal with. Commuting, childcare, home life, etc. Are there issues with the setting that are particular and unique at this time that the student is with you? Is there something medically going on with the student? Is there a generational problem? Are there varying expectations between you and the student? Then plan. Prevention is the key. Try to prevent the problem before it occurs. Detect the problem early. And then, if we have to, manage the problem to minimize the impact. Please seek advice early. Don't be a martyr. Call myself, call a colleague, call a friend. And then your steps Which problem are you going to address? Number two, how will you address it? Number three, who should be involved in that intervention? What's the time frame for trying to resolve the problem? How will you document the intervention? How will you evaluate the outcome? How will you involve the student? And how will you ensure confidentiality and follow due process? So, hopefully these things will assist you with supporting a struggling student. And I would appreciate your feedback if you found any of these particular strategies or steps were helpful for you. Thanks, and just remember, keep calm and take a fieldwork student. Thanks.